Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So, let's get into it. Hello, welcome. Welcome back to the podcast. So I'm excited about today's episode because what we're going to be talking about is how to get more done, how to manage your time, how to be more productive, however you want to slice and dice that. That's what we're talking about. And I know this is an issue for all of us, right? This is a universal issue because we are all wearing so many hats. Like for me, I'm a mom, I'm a business owner, I'm homeschooling, I'm a wife, I've got siblings. Like, you know, we all have so much in our lives, so much we love doing that we really want to be making the most of every minute that we are working. So how do we do that? How do we be more efficient so that we can work less and earn more? Well, we're going to go through today five different areas. We're going to go through five different areas and talk about those things that are going to help you to really make the most of the time that you're working on your business. So number one is gaining clarity on the things that actually move the needle. This is a really big one. All of these, please don't just in your mind go, yeah, I know that. Because yeah, you probably know that. But you're probably not doing it as well as you can be doing it. And if you go, yes, I am, then great, amazing. But have a look, just really look at what you're actually doing. Look at your calendar, look at your day, you know, your week last week, and ask, were you being intentional about all of these things? Because hopefully you can turn the dial on a couple of them, even if you're already doing them, and actually improve. Therefore, gaining back hours in your week, your month, right? It's a ripple effect. So gaining clarity on the things that actually move the needle. Now, the thing is, this is probably only going to be a couple of things, if you're honest, a couple of things that actually bring more clients into your business. Like, what are the things that feed your funnel or the things that move people through your funnel and get you sales? What are those things? There's not going to be very many of them, right? You're going to want to look at what gets you more visible, what gets people on your email list, what moves people to purchase. Those are the things that move the needle, not all of the branding and all of the little bits. Like, yes, that is going to help. That is how we tweak each little thing and we optimize. But what are the big things that you need to be making sure that you are doing? Because getting clarity on those things, then that means you're doing the things that actually matter. And as a CEO, you want those things to be the things that only you can do, not the things that you're going to be outsourcing. And you're only going to outsource the things that actually need doing. Anything that doesn't need doing, that isn't contributing to the bottom line, needs to go. So that is number one. Get clarity on the things that move the needle for you. Now, if you're not sure what those things are for you, then hopefully you know what to do. You can book a free strategy session with me and you will walk away with a three-step action plan that is customized for you, your business, and your goals. So that is number one. Number two, I want you to think about the rituals and routines in your day. Now, we have all heard of like the morning routine and the night routine. And we want to take that a little bit further because yes, you're going to need a really incredible morning routine. If you pick one of these things, make it that one. Really nail the morning routine because you are going to then filter the rest of your day. How you feel, how you show up, what you do is all going to be influenced by your morning routine. So we have a program called the CEO Code that teaches you a 10-minute a day morning routine that will get you present with your goals and will rewire your autopilot so that you make the right actions throughout your day. But you don't have to do the CEO code. You can do whatever works for you as long as you are being intentional about what you're feeding yourself in the morning and it aligns with getting yourself really present with where you want to be and the actions that you need to take. So maybe that's journaling, maybe that's meditation, you know, whatever that happens to be for you. Make sure that you're doing that every day because you won't do the right things during the day if you're not getting really present with what those things are. That is where we get our motivation, right? It's by feeding the right things to ourselves every single day that gets us present with what we want, where we're going, who we say we are, who we want to be. That is what gives you the motivation to show up and have the discipline and do the right things. It's not just going to happen. You need to have a plan. You need to be present with that. You need to, you know, not just wait for a conference or a motivational speech or a podcast or whatever. You need to be feeding yourself that every single day in a way that motivates you and gets you excited. So that's just the morning routine. But having a night routine is going to make your morning routine easier. If you struggle to get up early in the morning before the kids get up, whatever the case, your nighttime wind down routine is going to really influence that. So set yourself a bedtime, work up to building yourself a routine that gives you a really good night's sleep. For me, this was really hard to implement. It was really, really hard because finally, like at the end of the day, I'm homeschooling, like all of that. It's a busy day. Finally, I get time to myself, right? So I just wanted to have a bath and read and kind of just let it extend and enjoy the night. And I was like, oh, hang on, but I need to get up early. Like those two things don't correlate. So I started with just going, okay, bedtime is this time. That's your bedtime. Like nail that. Once I'd nailed that piece, I added in another piece, right? Okay, I'm going to do your skincare time at this time. Great. So then we've got the two-step thing going on. Then, you know, adding on the pieces until it's the what you actually want, what actually serves you, what calms you down. Like maybe you're listening to a meditation, maybe you're having a bath, maybe your skincare is part of your nighttime routine. Maybe you want to, I don't know. I'm just going to leave it there. There are so many options. I don't want to give you this prescribed thing. I don't want you to copy mine. I want you to play around and actually find a few things that help you to go to bed and get a really nice restful sleep. So the morning routine and the night routine, but what I'd also recommend is that you have some sort of startup process, right? As in the start of your work day. So my morning routine is early and then I might, you know, have time with the kids or whatever, and then I might come back to my work depending on my day. But you want to have some sort of little ritual that you do when to kind of switch on that work brain, whether that is, you know, you light a candle, you put some background music on, you clean your desk, like whatever's going to set you up and get your environment ready for you to show up as you want to show up. You know, maybe you're clearing the floor. Like actually that should probably be done at the end because that's the last step, is to have a shut down or wind down routine at the end of the day. So is the last thing that you do to clear away your emails and return any phone calls that you had come through during the day? And then, you know, get rid of all of your tabs, clear off your desk, take your empty, you know, your three cups of tea that have been sitting there for the day. Have a start up and a shut down routine for your day. And you'll find that by bookending your work, like your actual work time, then it's a really good transition. So for me, I work from home. Having that start up and that shut down, because I don't work every day, is really useful to get me into, okay, CEO mode. Whereas if I just have been with the kids and then I come and sit down, sometimes it can be like, what am I going to do? So for me, what I do is I make sure that I have my carafe with my water. I make sure that I have my list of, of what I want to do. I have a weekly list that is divided by days. And then making sure that, sometimes I light a candle, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I've got some essential oils, making sure that I feel like my environment is calm and I get re-present with the three things that I want to do that day. And then when I'm winding down, I do what I mentioned, right? I return the phone calls, I clear my inbox, I clear off my desk. Yes, there's normally a couple of hot beverage cups here from throughout the day. And that way I've closed that and I don't have to keep thinking about work. And so come up with your own practices, your own rituals for the start of your day, the start of your work day, the end of your work day, and your nighttime routine. Now, each one of those things might be like 5 minutes, not even. Your startup routine might be 30 seconds. It doesn't have to be really complicated. It doesn't have to add this like onerous thing to your day where that it cuts into your time. Maybe it's just that literally as simple as, you pour yourself a fresh glass of water and take three deep breaths. Like, come up with something that is going to get you like click ready to go. That is number two. All right, let's move on. Number three is scheduling in rest times. Scheduling in rest times. So whether that is a lunch break every day or whether it's 15 minutes after every call, like every day have a rest time. Know also every week when you're going to rest. Is it that you have, 3 days off? Is it that you have a weekend? Is it that you never work on Fridays? Like, when are you actually resting during the week and schedule that in? And then think a bit broader. Like, are you every month, are you going to go and take yourself on a hike for a couple of hours? Every quarter, are you going to, take a girlfriend away or go away with hubby or have a date night? Like, what can you build in to your day, your week, your month, your quarter, your year to recharge? And I know I'm talking about getting more things done, but without the balance, you're going to burn out. We push too hard and we don't often think about resting as recharging the battery so we come back stronger. Like, we think this has to be linear. Like, I know women that take off a full week, like when they've got their period, they don't work. Every single month, they schedule in an off week into their month. Right? Personally, I don't do that. I like working a couple of days every week, and that works for me. But there is no right way to do this, except for making sure that you get the rest that you need. In addition to just your nightly rest, like when are you switching off and breaking the cycle of day-to-day work? When are you doing that? And what are the rewards, right? What are you working towards every month and that you can go and celebrate and have a play and get creative, because that white space actually like breeds creativity. So thinking about your rest as a productivity tool. Number four, of course, we had to talk about time blocking, right? We have to talk about time blocking because this was a total game changer for me. I totally got rid of my to-do list, apart from the weekly one, right? But if you listen and follow the thinking time method, then we do thinking time twice a week. From the thinking time, we come up with things that we have to do that week, and that becomes the weekly list that we then put into the daily time blocks. When I say it like that, it kind of sounds complicated. It's like as simple as it actually could be and keeps you really, really focused on doing the things that actually matter. So, what you want to think about is having kind of three different types of time, right? Because you're going to have, well, in your business, there's going to be a few different types of tasks, right? There's going to be your client tasks, There's going to be your admin tasks, there's going to be your marketing tasks, and there's going to be your project tasks. So there's going to be four different types of things that you're doing inside your business. And maybe you could put marketing into one of those admin or project, but I like to keep it separate. So even if you only block out your time, your days, or your hours with like, okay, this is admin time, this is client time, this is project time, this is marketing time, then that's fine. I break mine down a little bit more and I know when I'm recording my podcasts and I know when I'm going to be on email and I know when I'm going to be on client calls. Like all of that is really mapped out. I even map out my personal time, which kind of drives my clients crazy when they see my calendar. But for me, it's really useful, especially on a digital calendar, because if I don't get something done or something I want to run over, then I just get to move the blocks around. And then because I've decided probably after child number four, that my brain is for processing and is not for retaining information. Therefore, I've put systems in place to help me remember everything that I need to do. And the number one tool of that is my calendar. So yes, my children's gymnastics and the walk with a friend and, dates with hubby, they're all on there so that when I look at my calendar and I go to do something, I'm going, oh, hang on, I'm meant to be having a cup of tea with hubby now. So like, let's do that. Because I've always got so much going on in my mind and in the business and in life that it would just be easy to kind of follow that next shiny object or like answer that phone call and go and do whatever that person wants. So with my calendar is like my intention for my time. And when someone asks has a request for my time, I can know when I can actually fill that in and not be overlapping things that I want to do, even if it's not an appointment. So that's why I use my calendar like that. So time blocking, whether you go full on like granular like myself, or you just put in bigger time blocks, the admin, the client, the project, and the marketing, up to you. But please, please, please time block. And the fifth one is batching, because you want to do batch tasks, which is why we time block. So I know it's really related, but I wanted to talk about these things as two different things, because when you batch do anything, you're going to do it faster. So I will batch record, maybe three podcasts in a row, because I know that I'm going to get the most out of my time. I don't have to reset up my computer. I'm already there. I'm already talking. I probably already have, clothes on and makeup on and all of that. The same when you're doing social posts. I do like 20 reels in a row, so then I don't have to think about it for a month or two, depending on the cadence. So by batch creating things, batch emails, batch, sales pages, whatever it is you want to do, you don't just want to do something for a little while and then switch, because that context switching, that activity switching wastes time. There will be, 2, 5, 10, 20 minutes, an hour in between where you're less productive because you're moving your brain from one thing to another. So most people who work with me know they probably won't hear from me in emails in the middle of the day. I'll check them in the morning, make sure that there's no fires. I'll, answer anything that needs to be answered then. Then I've got my day doing what I need to do, and then I will check the emails in the afternoon. So my clients know if it's urgent, then they need to WhatsApp me, because I'm going to check my phone sporadically in between things. And so that is a way that I make sure that I'm not wasting time, because emails are a request of your time and energy. And that is somebody else's priority. That email is someone else's priority. They're asking for something usually, or they're giving you something for them. And so it is a request of you. It's normally not, most of your emails are not going to be related to what you're working on right in that very moment. And so don't have your notifications on, right? Remove all of the notifications. batch the activities that you know you need to do repeatedly in your business. Marketing is a really good example of that. You often will be able to batch do your marketing. So even if you're batch content planning and then the next day or the next week you're batch recording, like maybe you're doing marketing every single week, but it's writing 1 week and then recording 1 week and then editing 1 week and then, you've got it in a cycle, you're going to do it better and more productively in that way. And that's my five. That's my five tips. So number one, get clarity, do the things that matter, do the things that move the needle. It's going to be like two or three things. Make sure that they're your priority, they're your focus. Don't have too many focus items in one go because you won't actually be focused on them. Number two, have the rituals, have a morning routine, have a startup routine, have a work startup, have a work shutdown and a wind down nighttime routine. Again, that doesn't have to be complicated. It can be 5 minutes, just something that is ritualistic that tells your brain, your subconscious, that this is what we're doing. It will help you to show up better. Number three, schedule rest times daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually. What is going to recharge your batteries? What does rest look like for you in each one of those scenarios? Schedule it in. Please, please, please put it on your calendar. Number four, time block. Put the things on your calendar that give you energy first that you know you need to do. Put your well-being, put your gym, like all the things that are going to recharge you, those two or three things that move the needle, put them on the calendar first. Time block it out. You've got admin tasks, you've got your client tasks, you've got your marketing tasks, you've got your project tasks. When are they going on the calendar? Do it according to your energy levels. So if you're never going to, if you're going to feel drained at the end of the day, don't put your podcast interviews at the end of the day. Really make sure you're thinking about your energy when you're planning your calendar. And number five, batch create as much as you can, as much as you can. Batch create. Those five things are the secret for me for being able to do everything that I do. I often get that comment from clients, I don't know how you do all of that. And it's just training myself. And like we talked about with the routines, it's not just like you start all of that in one go. It's pick one of those things, nail that, integrate that into your life, and add another one. There is no way that you are going to sustainably like overhaul every single area of your life or your business. You're just not going to do that. We're creatures of habit. We're not going to be able to just have this brand new life, and have a morning routine and eat better and be starting exercise. And now we're time batching and when we're back, we're starting all of these new things in one go. It's not going to happen. So yeah, have that great idea of the life that you want to live and who you want to be and how you want to show up, and then start integrating one at a time. Okay, so I'm going to go a bit early. Perfect. Have I done that for a week? Amazing. Do I feel good about it? Great. What's the next one? Okay, now I'm going to floss. Now, that's giving you examples of things that for me were things that I had to integrate slowly. This is not. It's not a one and done. It is you're going to progress, right? You're going to make traction. You're going to have momentum by starting with the little things, the little things. And the way that I retrained myself for this, the way that I got this big kickstart forward into implementing everything that is that I wanted to implement was through the CEO code and the practices that we teach in that program. So if you want to know more about that, then send me DM. I'll send you a link to that. And that's it for today. That's it for this week. So have a wonderful week and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show.
And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.